My guest today is Ben Armstrong. Ben, how are you?
I'm very good.
Great. What do you do?
So I'm a program manager lead working at Microsoft on the Windows-based engineering team.
Excellent. A lot of virtualization stuff is what I've heard.
Yeah, so base engineering is kind of the core Windows kernel and virtualization technologies. So Hyper-V, containers, and a bunch of really low-level stuff.
Okay, actually, the only reason I knew that is because you are the virtual PC guy.
Virtual PC guy.
Yeah,
is that's what I'm known as on Twitter, and I've been blogging as virtual PC guy for 12 years now.
All right. And you're passionate about what?
I'm many, many things. lately, everyone teases me that all I seem to talk about is containers.
Containers. Yeah, well, containers are a hot thing, especially on Windows, because the Linux folks have had containers for years, and suddenly we have them.
Well, we've been working on them for a while. Suddenly you have them.
Right.
It's old hat to me now, but it's good. It's great to see you.
Show us what you've been working on here. Let's start with the beginning, because a lot of people don't know what a container is.
Yeah, so to give kind of the background, you know, and I mean, a disclaimer, people tease me about this. I've been working in operating systems and virtualization for about 20 years now. And so I never give short answers. I always give answers in the geological history kind of sense.
Please do. The best shows that I do are short answers and long questions. Yeah. I'm sorry, short questions and long answers.
You know, so one thing I like to talk to people about is we started working on virtual machines in the late 90s. And it was really just about, hey, isn't it cool? We can run two copies of Windows on one computer.
Sure.
And things have evolved madly since then, you know. And one thing I often have to point out is the whole idea of cloud computing came around after we'd built virtual machines.
Right.
You know, if you had a time machine and you could go back to 2002 when we were first working on our first server virtualization product and you'd described Azure to me and said, one day something of that scale is going to be running on your software, I never, never would have believed you.
Right.
And so on one hand, that's been a lot of fun. But on the other hand, there are a lot of design decisions that we made with virtual machines, which actually kind of get in the way of cloud and get in way of the way we try and do things today.
Because you didn't know the cloud was
coming. And with containers, what we actually did was we were able to take a step back and go, actually, Let's build a new form of virtualization that is designed solely to allow people to develop cloud applications, run applications in the cloud in the most efficient way possible. And it's been really fascinating. And so it is virtualization. It is, I mean, at the kind of 20,000 foot level, if you need another copy of Windows Server, you can use a virtual machine, you can use a container. They're both, you know, functionally do the same thing.
Okay.
But the technology is wildly different, and the user experience is phenomenally different.
Oh, how so?
Well, I did a presentation today where, you know, if we look at like a very common cloud pattern, anyone who has built their own cloud infrastructure, has managed cloud, knows this pattern, where you go, okay, I have developers who want to be able to provision web applications. So I'm going to create a base virtual machine. I'm going to install Windows in it. I'm going to get it all patched up. I'm going to get it all set up just right. Then I'm going to sysprep it. I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to create a differencing disk. And then I'm going to have a layer where I install all our tooling. I install IIS. I get all the kind of the corporate infrastructure. I sysprep that and I shut it down. And then I'm going to have some orchestration where my developers can come in and they can say, I want a new web server. And 2-3 minutes later, you have a virtual machine up and running with that web server.
That's pretty awesome.
That's the old pattern.
That's the old pattern. Well, it beats the old pattern.
That does beat the old.
Which I think you mentioned, call IT support.
Yes, and wait
four
for 6
months
weeks.
Later.
But that, like, getting all that infrastructure set up If you're good, a couple of days. Okay. You know, that's I just talked through it, but that's right. A lot of work. Using Windows containers, in 5 minutes, I went from scratch, just my blank laptop with nothing, to all of that set up, and I could provision, and I on stage, I provisioned 3 new web servers in 10 seconds. So bam, bam, bam. Wow. Because it's all optimized for those sorts of workflows.
Are there steps that you no longer have to do?
Absolutely. Okay. There are, all along the way, you know, two of the ones that I like to point out is, you know, we saw this big pattern where everyone, you know, has their golden image, you know, their base install of Windows.
Right.
And they have to keep it patched and updated and so on. So with containers, Microsoft now provides that.
I see.
We have a patched base image of Windows. It's available online. It's all hooked in. You don't have to worry about that anymore. You just say, I want to do this on Windows.
And then there'll be containers. Help me understand this. You have a bare metal machine somewhere in an Azure data center, and on top of that is a virtual machine, which is this gold image of Windows, and then on top of that is containers.
Yes. Yeah, so you don't have to build the base images.
Okay.
But another one that I point out is I go through and I do this demo, and I get to the end, and I'll say, now, if you're paying attention, I never ran sysprep. And I use that, I talk to people about that and say, because the deal is, we modeled virtual machines off of physical computers. And with physical computers, the idea that you might be booting up on a different piece of hardware is strange and weird. And so we have this tool, sysprep, to let Windows know that something strange and weird is about to happen.
Okay.
Whereas with containers, we went, no, strange and weird is booting in the same place twice. You know, because in the cloud, you're always spinning up a new instance, throwing it away, so on.
Right.
And so we changed Windows so that it knows when it's running in a container. And it knows how to create a new identity for itself without you having to do all of that. So, vastly simplified, hugely faster, and a lot more efficient.
All right, so this is, we say you changed Windows. This is, which version of Windows did this come into?
So there's Windows 10, Windows Server 2016. We've been working on the technology for ages, but that's the release where...
Windows 10, so the client version of Windows supports containers?
Yes. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, I actually, so I did my session today. So I'm at the end of a run of trade shows.
Uh-huh.
And 2 days before I started the run of trade shows, I blew up my demo laptop. So I've been doing all my demos on my own personal laptop running Windows 10.
Uh-huh.
And I did that today, was spinning up, you know, web servers, so on. It's all there and really, really easy to use.
That's really so. Now, the reason you're the virtual PC guy is because you were working on virtual PC before it was a Microsoft product.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I remember using this tool.
Yep.
I think right when Microsoft bought it years ago, and I would run it on Windows XP or something like that, or Windows 98. I can't remember what it was.
We supported both of those.
Okay, it was an old version of Windows, and I had to run. And then all of a sudden, the ability to run on the client Windows disappeared.
Yep.
And now it's back, right?
Yeah, and it's really interesting. You know, people ask me about that. And, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate about Microsoft is for a company that's so huge, they're very good at, you know, listening to their customers and looking at what's happening and being very, you know, agile and responsive. And when we first started with Virtual PC, and it was all about helping people to migrate to XP and helping them deal with their legacy apps and so on. And what we actually saw was we had a period of time where that need went away. You know, when Windows XP was coming out, we had a bunch of people that had, you know, 16-bit Windows apps that were a real problem for them.
The virtual machine would really solve that.
Yeah, but Windows XP was successful. People kind of got over that.
Okay.
We didn't have as big compatibility issues around Vista and Windows 7. And at the same time, we were seeing a huge demand for what eventually became cloud computing.
Right.
So the development team for virtualization really focused more on the server side. And we had a number of releases where we every release we would sit down and go like, is there, are there any big problems we need to be solving on desktop with virtualization? And the answer would be like, yeah, no. So we've supported Hyper-V on desktop, but it's never been a huge focus.
I see.
But in the last couple of years, there's been really two big areas that have come back, and we're now spending more time focusing on desktop. The first area, which is why we support containers, is we have a real goal that we want your Windows 10 Surface Book to be the best place to be a developer. Uh-huh. You know, and we don't care what platform you're developing for. We want the experience to be great if you're using Windows 10.
Right.
And that's where we've been doing a whole bunch of investments. We've been making Hyper-V better on desktop. We allow you to run Windows containers natively. Mm-hmm. We've been working with Docker. The base team is also responsible for the Ubuntu on Windows feature allows you to do, and very much about allowing people to bring their development tools and be productive on Windows 10.
Oh, okay.
The other focus has been, we've been lighting up a whole bunch of security features that are hypervisor-based. Mm-hmm. So over the years, our focus shifts around because we're really just listening to customers and trying to figure out, you know, how can we use our technology to best solve their problems.
That's very cool. Is there anything we haven't talked about that we should?
A million things. how much time do you have?
I don't have a lot of time.
I know.
I have to go do a presentation in about a half an hour. Let's wrap it up then. You're at your blog is at virtualpcguide.com, is that it?
No, it is blogs.msdn.com/virtualpcguide.
Okay, we'll put that on the screen somewhere.
Yeah,
the
and
here.
if you just search for Virtual PC Guy, I'm the first hit. So I've been around on the internet forever, so I'm very easy to discover. Have a huge amount of information about Hyper-V up there. Actually, have all my old archives where I talk about Virtual PC and Virtual Server. I disclaimer, this year, most of the blog is going to be about containers. I have a huge amount of stuff to write up because it's really exciting what's going on.
Thanks, Ben, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, it's been great chatting. Hi, I'm Ben Armstrong. I'm here at IT Camp, where I've been talking to all my friends about how to use container technology to change the way they think about servers.